Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fired Up Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and I'm not sure what's happening to my mouth. I can't talk right now. This is what happens when you go on vacation. Well, today we have the pleasure and honor of having James Wellmuth, who is an expert on Tarot. He's been studying the Tarot for 30 years. He's also a PhD from Columbia on political science. So we're going to have some fun and combine his two expertise into one fascinating program. And we are going to be using his Tarot decks. The Voyager is one of the decks that he's created in the past. And Sustain Yourself is his brand new deck. And we're going to use both decks to find out a little bit about Obama versus Romney. Now, and the New York Times just came out with a poll that said they are in a statistical tie with voters. So who knows? Maybe this tarot reading will be the thing that sways you. So welcome, James.
Oh, thank you, CJ. Thank you very much.
I'm so happy to do this. I've been thinking about this for 2 days straight. I can't wait to hear the answers, what you come up with. So tell us about your readings. I can't wait.
Well, what are we going to do? We're going to pick cards and see what about these candidates and stuff like that.
Yeah, let's play. So I think we talked about, you were just asking me about the birth dates, and it sounds like you're going to be doing a card for Romney and a card for Obama.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Their numbers, which correspond with a card in every tarot deck via numbers. And so Obama is a number two, who's the priestess archetype, keeper of the wisdom. And then Romney adds up to a nine, which is the card of the hermit.
Okay.
In the tarot. And they're both kind of similar. Hermits and priestesses are not exactly the most forthcoming, extroverted personality types, although obviously they have to be in their work. But both of them, particularly the hermit, tend to keep things a little hidden and secretive. That's for sure. You know.
So just to help inform the listeners who may not be aware of tarot cards, so the tarot cards have, 22 different archetypes. Is that right, with your personality types?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and what's interesting with Romney also is his numbers also add up to 18, which is the moon. But then he's a Pisces, which is the moon. So he's got some mooniness, in his chart here. However you want to interpret that.
Well, mooniness is not bad, because isn't that usually considered kind of a female aspect?
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's very magnetic. He's got a lot of personal charisma, magnetism to him, and that would definitely be the moon there. And the moon can also be, can be kind of Luna, or the goddess Luna, Lunacy, if you will. So it can be a little bit of a dreamer and somebody who's kind of out of touch in some ways. That's possible.
Okay, so, well, that's a negative interpretation. So it could be positive or not. You could be dreamer, out of touch. You could be...
Well, it's like everything in life, CJ, and everything in the tarot. Every card has its evolved and unevolved side to it. The light, the dark, the upside, the downside, the shadow, and the light. And that's okay. What we see. I mean, even the priestess for Obama can be very withholding from stuff. And again, kind of reclusive. And who knows what he's really thinking, and not the most... A dynamic leader of all would be a priestess quality there. Mm.
That's shocking, because I think of Obama as being so just, I don't know, I don't think warm, but I definitely don't seem, he seems more transparent, or that seems to be his goal. Doesn't seem as much to be like a priestess.
Right, well, I think his priestess quality is his reflectiveness. I mean, he thinks a lot about these things. I mean, he, you know, has a lot of discussions. It's very contemplative, very thoughtful, very reflective about these kinds of issues. And so that would definitely be a priestess trait.
Right, right. So what are the light sides and the dark sides? So let's start with Romney. What are some of the light and dark sides of a hermit? We've talked about some dreamy, reclusive. What are some of the other things?
Well, the hermit is also a Virgo card, and the hermit is a person who is very, very self-sufficient. I mean, this is not, even though he grew up probably with a silver spoon from his father, George Romney, but he's basically has made a lot out of his life, and hermits do that. They're very, very gifted at living an independent, autonomous life, and that, of course, might cloud how he sees the body politic or society. Maybe he's not one for big government, let's say, because he's a hermit. He's taking care of himself, and therefore might expect other people to do the same.
Yeah, a lot of self-reliance, independence. Why can't you do what I did it? That kind of mentality.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So, you know, we all project, I mean, from social psychology of politics, you know, we all do project our own personalities into our public persona, our public face. And it's really interesting how people would look at government and the role of government dependent upon their own personal history. You know, which is a fascinating subject.
Absolutely. I mean, your personal history affects everything. So his self-sufficiency, autonomy, independence, those are some of, I view, positive. And then also it sounds like there's some dark sides of those same things. What are some other things about hermit that we that are either dark or positive or light? Or?
Well, again, the hermit, and if you look at the Voyager cards, there's a card called, it's a number nine card, the Nine of Crystals, which is very, it's the cave. It's a narrowness card. It's like, I don't want you to know a lot about me. You know, so the hermit can be very shrouded in secrecy, and that's not what we want in today's world. We do want transparency, and that's a huge issue probably in this campaign.
Well, there's, and already that's kind of come out, right, about, you know, how long did you want to be, what really was, you know. So already some of that hidden.
That's very clear.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Obama being a really kind of an academic, I mean, he went to Harvard Law School, whereas Romney went to Harvard Business School. Now, those are two different kind of creatures, if you will. But Obama's educational history, which is interesting, he went to two of the same schools I went to. I'm not making any inferences here. But he's very, he's kind of academic in his way, which is a priestess quality, but which is very idea or idealistic. And maybe that's not getting down with the people. Yes, he's a great orator, but a priestess has got to be a heartfelt, you know, it's kind of cold. That's the downside of the priestess, a little bit analytical and therefore a little bit distant. And some people have a hard time identifying with this person. Who is this person anyway? You know? But it may be a kind of endemic to kind of running for a candidacy that you've got to not, you know, you have to have a rich inner life and be pretty inner directed and definitely not dependent upon outside approval from others or even from the electorate, which I think is kind of an interesting quality to have.
Yeah. And it's interesting, and I get it, that, you know, there are positive and negative aspects of all, like, you know, having an inner directedness has a positive and a negative aspect to it. But, and let's actually go to, you had a fun idea of drawing a card from your new deck and seeing what Mother Earth would say about these two candidates, which I'm just totally intrigued with.
Yeah, CJ, for your listeners, this is a deck called Sustain Yourself Cards, which is all nature cards, eco-principled way of living. But it's basically, like you say, we're asking Mother Nature what she would have, because they're all nature cards, what Mother Nature would have to say about all of this. So did we want to pick a card for each one or for the you know,
sure, the election in general. We have 3 minutes, so let's do, I don't know, what can you do in probably 2 minutes, actually?
I'm going to pick a card for Romney right now, and I'm going to pick a card for Obama right now.
Okay. Cool.
So the Romney card, you got to laugh at this. I mean, it's the bacteria. You know, bacteria is good. Look, basically, we're all bacteria. 90% of us is bacteria, and 90% of us isn't even us. It's not even human cells. So most bacteria is the most sustainable life form we have on Earth. Therefore, the most adaptable, the most changeable. Is that what we want in a president or not? I mean, that's a very interesting issue.
Right.
Here. Can kind of change and change and change. So where's the core of integrity would be with that quality? Whereas Obama, the card I got for him was dogs. The dogs card. Dogs. Dogs. Dogs are all about loyalty and trust. We kind of know where they're coming from here. Have a certain great sense of loyalness, but sociability, you know. But you know, it's just one of the wonderful things, CJ, about using cards for any kind of question in life is it kind of breaks us free of how we would ordinarily think about something. Like all of a sudden we're looking at Romney as bacteria and Obama as dog. I mean, like, whoa. Maybe we should run for president. I'm going to pick a card for myself. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
We'll have to actually see if you ran what your card would be. I'm curious. All right, so we have to unfortunately wrap it up. But in the next segment, we're going to do some more tarot readings because this is fun. I love it. Okay, so thanks to James Wamlis, the creator of the 21st Century Classic Tarot Deck Voyager and the new tarot deck Sustain Yourself, both of which we used during this reading on Romney and Obama, which I just find fascinating. Who do you want to vote for, the hermit or the priestess? The bacteria or the dog? Don't go anywhere because there is just more fun to have with James. And we, in the next section, will be doing a generalized reading for all of us on work, relationship, and health. And we're going to be using his new Sustain Yourself cards. And it's going to be rip-roaring fun. And if you want to create happy you and a happy planet, then friend me. I need friends. I'm on the Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook. So come find us, be friends with us. And James also has a Facebook page, too. James Wamless, W-A-N-L-E-S-S. We'll be right back.